Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers. Welcome to another edition of Chart Choppers. I am Alan Austin. I am joined by Dave Sturch of the Chop Sports Network. You know him. If you are listening to this podcast, you are familiar with Mr. Sturch at this point. Dave, what's going on?
Yo, Mitty. How you doing, man? It's been a long time since you were here last time, right? How long has it been? 2 weeks?
I know. Let's not pull the curtain back too much. Let's let folks think I am here live with you, not recording ahead of time. We've got a great episode for you today. This one is sports, but it's our first non-top 10 list, all right? We're going top 15 current New York athletes. This is the Alan Austin list of top 15. Now, I was trying to think of the criteria, how to judge this. Is it most athletic? Is it most engaging? Is it best on the field? And I think we've got to kind of put all of that together and think about who makes you think. When you think New York athlete, if you're not thinking these people, you're missing the boat, all right? And no shade on athletes in New York, but this is the 15 who I think right now are the 15 to watch and look out for in the New York market. We're both New York market, so anyone outside the New York market listening to this, Buffalo is not going to count towards this list.
Buffalo's going to hate you.
Buffalo, look, Josh Allen would be high on this list.
Very true.
Had Buffalo counted. And I know the hockey fans out there, Jack Eichel, maybe a future Ranger if you talk to some fans. No shade to Buffalo, but for those outside the New York market, when we talk about the New York sports market, Buffalo doesn't really count. Do you have any arguments with that, Dave?
No, they're pretty much Canada at this point.
Yeah, I mean, the Devils would count, but right now, no Devils would make this list, so there's no argument to be had for the Devils. Sorry, Devils fans. So let's get right into it. Dave, the top 15 New York athletes right now, 15 and 14 can be grouped together as the two with potential. They haven't yet proved it in their team's sport at the professional level, but New York is buzzing about these two. I'm going to start at number 15, and that's who the Jets hope to be their franchise quarterback for the next 10, 15 years, Zach Wilson.
You're putting Zach Wilson in a list and he hasn't taken a snap yet.
Yeah, because Okay. Everyone's talking about him, Dave.
Yeah, he's got a lot of hype, sure.
He's got a lot of hype. He's very famous right off the bat, and this is a New York Jets team desperate for a playmaker that is more famous on the field than off. And Zach Wilson is bringing that hype, man. He hasn't done anything, and I get the argument, but he's the lone Jets representative on this list, spoiler alert. And we've got to give Jet fans in the area something to hope for. You've got a brand new podcast on this network.
This is very true.
And the Jet fans need to feel represented. And Zach Wilson, I have not met a Jet fan yet who doesn't believe that Zach Wilson is not the second coming. So
Of Christ.
Oh, okay. Christ himself, yes.
JC, okay.
JC. So Zach Wilson is on the list. And number 14 is very similar in that boat. And it's our lone WNBA player on the list from the New York Liberty, Sabrina Ionuscu.
This is going to sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
Other than actually seeing it on like the guide, I did not know this is a thing anymore.
The WNBA?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a thing.
And listen, I have a daughter, so like I hope to God she's a basketball player and she goes and plays in WNBA. I just, they get no press, no love, no publicity, nothing.
I did see a couple new marketing campaigns centered around the WNBA. You know, hopefully it takes off. You know, the world can never have too many sports. And let me just tell you about Sabrina, okay? She is the NCAA all-time leading scorer in women's basketball. She was drafted first overall in the WNBA draft by the Liberty, and she's the first Division I player in men's or women's history to reach 2,000 points, 1,000 assists, and 1,000 rebounds. And now she's playing for your hometown, New York Liberty. So if there's anybody who's going to put WNBA on the map right now in the New York market, it's Sabrina Ionuscu. So
I can't believe they have a draft. I didn't even know they had a draft.
They have a draft.
That's terrible.
No, look, more attention needs to be given the WNBA way, and unfortunately, the league has done a terrible job, but I know the NBA is backing it. Kobe Bryant was one of the people who was at the forefront of trying to like have this WNBA renaissance. So there you go. Look, now you didn't know who that was, and now you do. So there's some growth and progress in that alone. So now we're getting to 13 people who are current active members of New York sports teams, all right? Number 13, and I got to be honest with you, I am not as well-versed in hockey as I should be. It's just a sport that I've never personally connected with. I've more so lately, now that I have friends who are big-time hockey fans, you know, hockey till they die, yada, yada, yada. So number 13 is going to be a member of maybe the hottest New York team, period, right now, the New York Islanders, Matthew Barzal. Now, I have like a very brief scouting report. I've seen very little of him. And look, if you correct me if I'm wrong, but the idea behind the Islanders is that they're a true team effort. There's no one shining star that if they dropped off, no one could pick up the slack. And I've been told they've been purposefully built that way to be a blue collar workman's team where everyone picks each other up. But on this team, he seems to be the standout guy. He's fast. He's a good scorer. You know, a deep Islanders team that he's the guy if you had to pick one. So at number 13, Matthew Barzal for the red-hot Islanders who are looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm pretty sure Boomer Esiason's son-in-law is playing for the Islanders too.
Matt Martin?
Yes, Martin. So that entire team, they're exciting. I'm a Rangers fan, so I'm not even like allowed by the bylaws of being a Rangers fan. You're not supposed to root or anything like that for the Islanders, but it's like exciting for the area. So I guess like I am rooting for Tampa, but as we record this, they're down 1-0. They play another game tonight. So by the time this airs,
the playoffs will be over.
There's going to be a champion crown.
Yeah. So in the future, Matthew Barzal may be a Stanley Cup champion with the New York Islanders. So, all right, moving on from hockey to sports that I definitely know more about. All right, number 12 is somebody who may not be on this list next year. They definitely wouldn't have been on this list last year. But right now in the New York market, you cannot hide the fact that Julius Randle helped lead the Knicks back to prominence this season, and everyone felt good about them, and he's got to be the main reason why. Look, there's some guys on this team who may in the future be bigger names and more flashy and more exciting to watch, but as we stand here today, Julius Randle, you as a Knick fan, tell me if I'm wrong, he's the guy from the team this year.
I mean, from this year, yeah, absolutely. I wish he would have carried his momentum and his great comeback player of the year story to the playoffs, but he did not. He completely dropped the ball there. But as far as the future is concerned, I would hope they kind of build around him. But there's people out there to say that he may have played his last game in New York already. So
right.
It's up for grabs. And, hopefully... Hopefully he's back next year.
Yeah, and just to clarify, Dave said that he dropped the ball, and usually in basketball, when you drop the ball, it bounces right back up to you. So this is a different, you know, metaphorical way. Julius Randle did not carry that momentum over, as Big Sturge said. So he's at number 12 here because you cannot deny the year he had for the Knicks. Now, we're getting to baseball number 11. This team is tied for the most representation on this list. The New York Mets. Look, you could drop your head in sadness all you want.
I'm super sad right now.
When it comes to baseball, I am an unbiased third party, being that I'm a Detroit Tigers fan. So from the outside looking in, but also on the inside, number 11 is the polar bear, Pete Alonso.
Stud. Yeah, absolutely.
He's not higher on this list because he just needs a couple more years of consistency. Pete Alonso is one of the more likable players in the New York market. If this was based on pure likability, he may shoot up a couple numbers. The guy's a team leader already, and he's super young. He hits the ball a country mile. He's just a ball of energy, and he's going to be there for the foreseeable future, especially now that Mr. Steve Cohen, if you're in another market right now listening to this, I cannot stress enough the importance that was the Mets getting new ownership and Steve Cohen coming in.
The guy is, first of all, he's got more money than God at this point. And yeah, so that's going to turn the entire franchise around. It becomes a destination. It becomes, you know, Lindor would never come over here if the Wilpons were buying people. So
or he wouldn't have been kept.
Or he would have been, you're right, he wouldn't have been resigned.
No, who we kidding? They would have never made the trade.
Exactly. So this guy is the savior of New York before somebody else that's probably more than likely on your list in the top, like, five, if I had to guess. So
yeah.
And we'll talk about it.
If you're Pete Alonso, you have to really screw up to not stick around for years to come. So Pete Alonso, you're at number 11. Number 10, another Met. You just mentioned him, Francisco Lindor. Should be higher on this list, to be quite honest.
Good little player. That's the quote that we used back in March when we were doing the season preview Chop Sports podcast, Yankees, Mets. And I said, look, I think the Mets, they made some moves. Francisco Lindor, good little player, right? Wow. And so that's
$340 million. And
I'm eating that one.
Yeah. Well, look, he's turned it around. the New York market. He had a quick introduction to New York sports fans and media when he slumped for April and May. He's turned it around lately. His numbers are not going to be at this like elite level at the end of the season because he started off so slowly, but he's turning it around, and you cannot deny his on-field presence on the baseball field. Like at the shortstop position, he's moving around. He's talking to everyone. He's in everyone's ear. He's calling player mound.
Yeah, he's annoying is what he is.
But the good annoying, the good especially annoying, yeah. If you're a Met fan. So this guy is going to be around a while, and you'd like to think if you're a Met fan, he's not just number 10 in the years to come, but in the top five. But for right now, he's still getting used to the New York market. Fans are still getting used to him because in Cleveland, Met fans probably didn't, you know, get exposed to him too much. So unless you're a real baseball nerd, welcome to New York, Francisco Lindor. And the sky's the limit for you. Like the world is your oyster.
Well, he's
right
got
now.
A decade to do something, so
he's
he might
got
as
a
well.
Decade.
He
yeah.
might as well get it done.
Yeah, 10-year contract's always a good investment in sports. Number nine, we're going to the Bronx Bombers.
All right, now we're talking. Here we go.
All right, number nine. Now, this is a guy who 2, 3, 4 years ago, top three. And that's Aaron Judge.
So he's fallen off that much in your regard.
In my regard, yeah. Don't forget, folks, this is my list. This is the Allen Austin top 15 New York athletes. Aaron Judge was the toast of the town. And this is post Matt Harvey. So it went Harvey, who, if we're doing this list in 2013, 2014, he's number one. Okay.
The Dark Knight? Are you kidding?
Yeah. Happy Harvey Day. So we've gone way past that. Aaron Judge took the league by storm, and he took New York by storm even more. Pepsi commercials out the gate, like the Judge's chambers in right field, which is still a thing, but it doesn't hold as much weight, okay? Aaron Judge gets hurt year in and year out, and I hate to see it.
Big tree fall hard. That's yeah. what it is. He's just a big dude, so he's going to hurt. He's gonna get hurt easily. Every time he hits the pavement, every time he hits the ground, there's potential oblique strain or some crap. You know what I mean? There's always something with this guy, and it stinks because you're right. He showed a lot of promise.
Yeah, you talk about tree fall. He's so big that if he did fall in the forest, someone would hear it somewhere. You know,
that's like, good.
He's a gigantic player. And you look at another guy who should be on this list based on his contract alone, but is not, spoiler alert, Giancarlo Stanton. These guys should be like, you know, not to steal from David Robinson and Tim Duncan, but a certain nickname should be accompanying them.
Right.
That wouldn't this day and age anyway, but that kind of idea.
You're allowed to say Twin Towers.
I know, but it's okay. I don't want to like...
You're not just ingenuous. It was 20 years ago. Yes, it was the world's worst thing in the world, but you're allowed to say it.
The skyscrapers, some variation.
Okay, the skyscrapers. We'll go with that.
They should be the New York skyscrapers, and that should be they should be running 1-2 on teams all the time. Neither is ever on the field. And I love Aaron Judge. He is great for the game of baseball. Him having catches in right field with young fans is always, you know, brings a smile to my face. I just want to see more. I mean, the guy's free-falling down this list. He's got to stay healthy, man. And I'm rooting for it. Believe me, I'm rooting for it. But
he hasn't got his contract yet.
And look at Matt Harvey, right?
It's a big deal. The Yankees are definitely going to take this into consideration, the fact that, like, playing time is definitely a thing.
Quick sidebar, as a Yankee fan, Gary Sanchez, Gleyber Torres, Aaron Judge, all have been waiting for their contracts, and fans have been calling for these extensions for years. How grateful are you that these extensions have not been given out yet?
I'll say that the only one that has potential to actually get a deal is Torres.
Not Judge.
And not Sanchez.
Too injury prone for Judge.
Too injury prone. He might get a contract. It's just not going to be as lucrative as he thought. And he doesn't have a chip in that argument. You know what I mean? He can't say like, oh, but I've done this, this, and this. And then they can be like, well, you also missed 8% of this season, 20% of this season. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big bargaining chip when it comes to baseball.
How long does Aaron Judge need to stay on the field consistently to earn that contract? Because no one
could
play
a full year.
Well, no one could play a full year.
No, but I mean, there are guys that
no
played,
stints on the IL. You're
no, right. No, okay. No IL stints, no rehab assignments, none of that crap. Get on the field, stay on the field.
Let's see if that can ever even happen at this point. Number eight. Now, this one's going to be tough for me. Chris Gucci, your partner in crime.
Okay.
Suggested this person to me.
You talked to him about this?
I talked to him about this briefly.
Okay.
If he were here right now, he would be a lot more eloquent on the matter. Okay. Mm-hmm. Teofimo Lopez is a Brooklyn-born boxer taking the world by storm.
I've heard.
Okay.
I've heard.
Now, I got to be honest with you. Boxing, to me, is Evander Holyfield, Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. like, it's been a while since I've kept up with boxing, especially the lighter weight divisions.
Right. It's always a heavyweight, heavy draw.
Right. Yeah. So I'm on good faith putting this gentleman here because he has titles. Now, unfortunately, he was supposed to have a big fight on June 19th, which he tested positive for COVID-19. So now it's being pushed back to August. But this guy's got a great personality. He's great for boxing. And hopefully his notoriety in New York pumps him up. But the reason he's so high at number eight is because he's that good. You know, he's undefeated to this point, 12 knockouts in his career. The guy's got the belts. He's unified belts. He's had upset victories to get said belts. And I'm sure if Gaethje was here, it would be like he should be number one, the way he's pumping him up.
That's very true. Gaethje's Mr. Combat Sports. So
yes. So Teofimo Lopez at number eight. Number seven. Now, this is my wheelhouse. This is another guy who should be higher on this list, but injuries have just completely derailed all the momentum he had, and we need to wait and see. But Saquon Barkley.
I was going to guess, but then if I was wrong and he's like higher on your list, then that would kind of ruin that. But yes, Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley, New York Giants running back, number two out of that draft. Now, look, if you retroactively look at that draft, Baker Mayfield's probably going to go number one again, right? There was no way the Giants were going to take Josh Allen. They were either going to take Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, or Saquon Barkley. I'm still taking Barkley out of those three.
Right. Yeah, 100%.
Now,
10 times out of 10.
Right. I would take Allen over Barkley.
Now I would, yeah.
But we're not there now. I was thrilled with the pick at the time. And other than a few really cool runs the last 2 years, we need to see more.
Yeah. I mean, he's been hurt.
We're going to see how he comes back. Out of all the players on this list, I'm rooting for him the most to succeed, being that I'm a New York Giants
fan. I'm not. I'm not clearly rooting any success for Saquon. Hope he's healthy. Don't want the kid to hurt because I'm not a total piece of garbage, but as a Cowboy fan, let's put it
in this context. You're a Cowboy fan.
Mm-hmm.
I am of the belief I want to beat teams at their fullest strength. Because if I beat an injury-laden team, it's not worth as much.
See, I used to think that way until we haven't won anything since 95. So I don't care who is hurt or who's on the field. If they win games, they win games.
Now, I'm looking through my papers here for the contract you signed, selling your soul to have that kind of stance. All right. Now I know how to, like, continue with this conversation. Saquon Barkley has the potential to be the most electrifying. I know you're a big Rock fan.
If you smell...
The most electrifying athlete in the New York sports market.
Warren Brumell of Keyport Law has been practicing for over 35 years and is here to help you in your bankruptcy matters. Bankruptcy is a specialized area of law that requires expertise and experience, and Warren brings both. Keyport Law has handled over 10,000 bankruptcy cases. They will make the process simple and provide easy, affordable payment plans. Warren will get creditors off your back, stop the annoying phone calls, and stop the creditors from contacting your neighbors and former employers. Listeners of Chop Sports will get the first interview free. Go to www.keyportlaw.com and fill out the new client intake form, and they will contact you directly. This firm is a debt relief agency helping people file for relief under the bankruptcy code.
No doubt about it. Just based on pure athleticism and likability. The guy is aces. He says all the right things all the time. People asked him recently about playing without a contract. He said, I've got to earn that contract I want. I've got to be on the field playing. Who doesn't want to hear that? The guy is made for the media. So, Saquon Barkley, I'm pulling for you. I hope that in future installments of this very list, you're number one, my friend. Number six. This one could get a little sticky.
Okay.
Come on. You knew
Jesus
it was coming.
Jesus Christ.
He's still number six.
Well played. I mean, look, he's second best pitcher in baseball.
Gerrit Cole of the New York Yankees. Second best pitcher in baseball. Now, my fantasy team would love to agree with you on that. But
what's he, 7-7-3 at this point?
Yeah, he's had two clunkers all year?
That's it.
Someone else on this list has had none. But you did say second best. Gerrit Cole, number six. The guy signed a big money deal to come to the Yankees. He is their ace for the foreseeable future, and being that it is the Yankees, that's a big role to fill. So Gerrit Cole at number six of current New York athletes, top 15. Gerrit Cole, as a Yankee fan, we talked before, What do you think Cole's future holds in the Bronx? Do you think he's going to finish out his contract as the ace? Do you think he's going to kind of do that CeCe thing where he keeps re-upping and settles to the back of the rotation? Do you think he's a Yankee for life?
Gerrit Cole, back of the rotation? What are we doing?
Did you hear what I said? I said as he ages up to that CeCe level.
No, he'll this guy's getting mad at me. I think that
for the record, I'm not mad. I'm having a fun banter, I thought, with Big Dave here.
I would say that he finishes out the contract, and then I think he's a Yankee for life. You saw what happened when he signed, and they showed a picture of him, and I'm a Yankee fan, right? And then like he brings that sign to the press conference. He's a Yankee for life. They'll get this right. They won't treat him poorly down the road. He gets the CC slash Pettit treatment slash whoever. Any legend.
Jeter,
right. So I think Cole's here, and he's here for the long haul. Unless, he's kicked out of baseball for whatever reason. Other than that, I think he's all right.
Gotcha. Hey, I'm a big Gerrit Cole fan. Look, I'm not a Yankee fan, but credit given where credit's due. The guy's earned it. I've always liked him better than his UCLA teammate, Trevor Bauer. So,
yes.
Cole.
Well, I love Bauer, though. I love Bauer. Yeah. I love Trevor Bauer. Yeah, I really do.
All right. Now, number five, another hockey player.
But we're in the top five.
We're in the top five, folks.
Nitty gritty.
And before we get to the, we'll do honorable mentions after this one. And I don't have too many because there was a big list here. And, we've already covered a bunch of people. Number five is a hockey player I'm a little more familiar with because I, too, prefer the Rangers than any other hockey team. So, except for the Mighty Ducks.
Obviously.
Charlie
Conway.
Artemi Panarin.
Okay. The bread man. I love it.
I spoke to many Ranger fans while preparing this list. I did not speak with you because I know you're a busy man. You got 10 shows. Believe me, I know how busy you are.
Yeah.
He seems to be the guy, the big free agent signing, the guy who they brought in to carry this team into the future, top five overall player in the league. Elite passer. He's an offensive player. He's always in the MVP conversation. And, I know he wasn't this year, but I think, a certain Vladimir Putin.
I was going to say he's wanted in Russia.
I know. May have stunted his season quite a bit.
Yeah.
But, apparently, and correct me if I'm wrong, he's the big marquee free agent signing that the Rangers have had in a very long time.
Absolutely. Hands down. And he's such a stud. Like, he's such a good hockey player. And that's exactly what the Rangers need. They got a new coach now. So, they got a young little core, going. So we'll see. We'll see what they could do to turn around fast. A lot of these teams in the NHL typically turn it around fast. So we'll
see. And apparently he has a reputation for being that good around the league.
Right. Yeah. He's well respected, well regarded.
Not just that Ranger fan bias, which is a thing.
It definitely is a thing.
So Artemi Panarin, number five. So before we get to the top four here, honorable mentions. Are there any players that I have not said that really have caught your eye that should be on this list? Because there are some great athletes. Look, the Giants just
now. What if I say something that's in the top four? You're asking me.
Don't say the obvious.
I'm not saying the obvious.
The obvious are who's left.
Not for nothing. I'm kind of dumbfounded. I can't see upside down, nor can I even see that far.
I'll name them, and you tell me
what your honorable mentions.
Tell me maybe they should have been in the list. Okay. Period. Look, as a Giant fan, I'm super pumped, but Daniel Jones is not on this list.
Get that ass. No.
No. No.
Zero.
He made the first,
no.
Draft.
No. He made a draft?
Look, everyone makes a draft.
Get the hell out of here.
Down names. Look who's mad now. Jeez. Pot calling the kettle black on that.
You're in cowboy podcast land, brother. Go ahead.
All right. I believe in this studio, there might be an argument there's more Packers merch.
I got the most expensive thing going on here. I think it's the Witten signed jersey, but other than that.
All right. Fair enough.
Value Cowboys. Total value Cowboys.
All right. So, look, Daniel Jones, to you non-New York market people, as a Giant fan, I am off the Daniel Jones train. Was never really fully on it. Hated the pick when it happened.
Nobody understood the pick when it happened. That's the problem.
Nobody understands it now.
If not be for that pesky 20-yard line, he could have scored that long run last year.
Who knew that the 20-yard line was raised right. out of nowhere?
I knew it.
Look, if he can't do anything this year when you add Kenny Golladay,
Tony, their first pick.
Kyle Rudolph, Evan Engram, if he can catch a ball, returning Saquon Barkley. Look, you can't ask for better options at the NFL level on a – not every team has this.
Truth.
So if he can't do anything with this, with his natural ability, he's not the guy.
Truth.
So Daniel Jones is not making my list. And in fact, this is, you know, make or break is an understatement for the year he's about to have.
Well, in their advantage, the Giants now have to hope for Chicago to completely shit the bed this year, because if they do, then they got their first round pick next year. And if the Giants just so happen to not have a successful year, which I don't foresee them having, I see them maybe like a 7-10,
wow,
6-11.
That's such a Cowboy
I'm not
fan.
No, I'm not even kidding. I got the Cowboys winning 10-11 games. So it's not like that far of a stretch to the Giants. Okay, I'll give you 8-9. Okay, I'll give you 8 wins. So your typical 8-8 season, you're going to get 2 more wins than I'm giving you. Anyway, the conversation is yours and the list is yours. However, I will say that the Giants can stack their 2 first round picks, move up next year and get whatever the quarterback of the flavor of the month is to move on from Daniel Jones. But that's down the line. We'll see.
Look, Jones, not my guy. Not yet, at least. I'm open as a fan to welcoming him, but year 4,
mm-hmm,
let's go. Year 3.
He's no Rain Dakota Prescott, that's for sure. Okay. He's not.
No, obviously not. That's stating the obvious. All right. By the way, if we were doing a Dallas area list, is Prescott number 1?
Prescott number 1 overall current
top
athlete?
Dallas
no.
Athlete.
Okay. No, I'd probably give it to Luka. Makes sense. Amazing. Yeah. Like he's just dirty good.
All right.
Dak number 2, though.
Aroldis Chapman. I don't think a pitcher who pitches 1 inning should make the list. I know that sounds mean, but
he used to be so much more intimidating. Now, I mean, like, he's had a phenomenal year up until he ran into the buzzsaw known as the Twins.
Yeah, out of nowhere. Usually the Yankees you talked about.
Twins. Was it the Twins? No, Donaldson's team.
Yeah, Twins.
The Twins, right? Yeah. So,
they lit him up.
Unbelievable.
But if Mo Mariano Rivera was still playing, he'd be on this list.
He throw the quarter, and you wouldn't touch it.
So Chapman has had a great year. He's an all-star, but not this list. And on the Mets side, if he was healthier, his personality and his star power, Noah Syndergaard would be on this list.
Thor, yeah.
Thor would be here if he were.
Apparently they got him back in September.
Oh, great.
If it matters in September. Who knows?
I mean, I think for the Mets it will.
It might. I think it will too.
If they can have him on that playoff roster fresh.
It's going to be nice.
Goodness
gracious. At least out of the pen. Like,
yeah.
At the very
end. At some point, at their disposal. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to touch on any more hockey players. I know people were giving me a couple. I'm not going to touch on them. It's just from here on out.
Capo Caco? Nobody? Nothing?
Not right now.
All right.
Although Fox, the defenseman, mm-hmm, I heard his name.
Yeah.
So honorable mention of him. Let's get to the top 4.
There we go.
Now, 4 through 2. I wasn't sure how to order these guys. You tell me if you disagree, but I'm going number 4, Kyrie Irving. Number 3, James Harden. And number 2, Kevin Durant.
You're putting the goddamn Nets 4-3-2?
4-3-2. They are all superstars.
And they're all super pussies.
Wow.
Like, dude, come on now. Like,
what does that have to do with this conversation?
They are
elite athletes.
I heard today Stephen A. Clown Smith said that Kevin Durant is the greatest player to ever play in New York, ever, in basketball, ever. I mean, I guess that puts him over every single, he goes, move over, Walt, Clyde, Frazier. And I'm like, are you high? Like, and like, what about Ewing? Best New York basketball player ever.
Do you think
ever.
Patrick Ewing's a better player than Kevin Durant?
No, but I'm just,
I do think Durant hasn't earned the New York elite status.
Right, he's been here for a cup of coffee.
He's been here for a cup of coffee, but he's number 2 on my list because he is still Kevin Durant.
Well, we're about to find out, and I know we recorded this, and it's a whole timing thing.
We'll know. To be fair, he is also dealing with, of the 3, he's, tonight, as we record, he's the only one who potentially is going to play. I know
Harden, they're saying, is playing. But
as the day started, he was the only one. That's not a good sign. But I'm ordering them Irving, Harden, Durant, because I think Durant's the best player out of the 3.
I do, too.
I think Harden's the second best player out of the 3. And I also think Harden has a bigger star than Kyrie Irving nationwide.
Kyrie Irving does not belong on this whole thing.
On the top 15?
No, he doesn't. Wow. I'm sorry, he doesn't.
Wait, let me check Allen Austin's list. So he made it. Oh, how about that? Would you look at that, Dave? I'm sorry to tell you. Look, Kyrie Irving, to me, has got to be on the list. He's a superstar athlete.
All right.
Wow. A lot of hate for Kyrie.
Yeah. I mean, he thinks
you are a Knicks fan,
Earth is
right?
flat. Like, he's just a clown.
We're keeping personal.
Yes, he's an all-world athlete. He should be on this list.
I'm sure out of these 15 people, all of them have some wacky belief in life.
I'm sure they do.
All right.
Why? The fact that you're backing them up, you don't think the Earth is flat.
I do not think the Earth is flat.
All right. I was going to say, I like you on this network.
No, I'm on the network. Let's stay put. No. Look, I believe in basic science. So right. The Earth is a round sphere in the solar system.
All right.
All right. So there's your two through three.
And then I already know
that. And then number one is obvious.
It's so obvious.
It's Jacob DeGrom.
He's the best player in baseball right now.
So with Mike Trout out, although I would argue Trout was having a really good year before.
He always is.
Yeah, he's an injury guy now. Yeah. I hate to say it. So yeah. Jacob DeGrom is Mr. New York right now. It's almost, I'd say it's...
That guy could walk on water.
Oh, my God. I'd say because of the new energy around the Mets, like, I will be going to his start against the Cubs, so that'll be in the past tense when people listen to this. But
when is
tomorrow.
That? Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm expecting just, like, electricity, like a playoff atmosphere. Every time he takes the mound, Twitter's a buzz. Gary Cohn's voice is a little bit, you know, more
He's more giddy
excited.
As he comes into
yeah.
the yeah, do his job. Yeah.
It's better than Harvey Day, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Jacob DeGrom's infinitely more likable also.
Very.
So Jacob DeGrom is a quiet man who goes about his business. He's got enough personality where he's not Corey Kluber, boring, robotic-like. Mm-hmm. He's the guy.
I mean, and he's phenomenal at hiding whatever spider tack, wherever
Get
that is.
Get out of here. Wow. Pass me that hater egg.
It's over there.
No, throw right out. No, Jacob DeGrom's the guy.
Like I said, he's in a movie reference, and I said this yesterday on the podcast. Did you hear my movie reference?
Hit me.
Steve DeBrasca.
Oh.
Of The Scout.
The Scout, which you had talked to me about the episode. Of
Right, but I'm saying, I mentioned it yesterday in the podcast. I was like, this guy can hit, he can pitch, he's untouchable. Like
Albert Brooks scouted him originally.
Right, Al Piccolo. Yeah.
Look, Jacob DeGrom is... It's almost that's the one no doubter on this list that he's number one. Jacob DeGrom is the best pitcher in the sport. He's so likable. The energy around the Mets right now is undeniable, and he's the best player in the sport as we speak right now.
Agreed. No argument there.
And every time he gets hurt, he comes back. Like, he spent, 10 days on the IL, came right back. He left his last start early. He's going to be out there tomorrow. Like,
just think about the Mets as a whole. Like, they'll never go on a long run of losses
because
he's a stopgap. He's like, oh, the Mets have dropped three in a row, but DeGrom's on the mound, so they'll not drop four in a row. You know what I mean? The only thing I could say is for the unfortunate part of Jacob DeGrom's game and stats is that there's been a history of the Mets not backing him up, and he's getting no decisions left and right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So he should have a shit ton more wins than he does in his career. But yeah, I mean, as a pitcher, as a whole, as an athlete, the kid's untouchable.
Yeah, and you know what? He's been a harsh victim of no run support, but he never says a peep.
Nah, never.
He never calls out teammates. He never will. And he's the biggest beneficiary of revised stats in baseball and not really worrying about wins. You know, whip and ERA, he's the guy. Like, the fact that the third time through the order, the batting average against him goes down, like, that's insane. Jacob DeGrom, number one. Now, Dave, I know you said you had a big problem with the Nets there. Anything else from this list that you want to bounce back at me and say no way?
No way, or who should be who you left off?
What would your top five be?
I mean, I don't know. This is your list.
My list, and I'm gracious enough to ask you what your top
DeGrom
five
is number one to me.
Right.
New York, damn, man. New York is just, it's hurting for stars right now, other than the Brooklyn Nets. And now I understand why they're 2-3-4, because they really don't have anybody. Like, you're right. Like, there's a wait and see aspect to a lot of these guys. Saquon, wait and see. You know, the boxer you talked about, wait and see. You know, you left somebody off, highly disrespectful. DJ LeMahieu.
Oh, get out of here.
Are you kidding me? The hit machine himself? I mean, he's having a little bit of a rough start now, but
let me ask you,
are
something.
You kidding? The guy won the batting title last year.
Have you ever, you know, bounced your daughter on your knee and said, honey, we are watching history right now. Look at that. That is DJ LeMahieu. Have you ever had that thought come across your head?
I did not.
All right. Look.
All right. Fair.
Great baseball player, having a down year this year. I love him, but let's be honest. He doesn't crack this list.
Okay. This is your list.
This is my list. All right. Well, you know, that's it for this list for now. This was the top 15 New York athletes. And, we need some more, Dave. We need some more people to step up and give us something to talk about. But I do want to say, like, I see in the future we could do top 10 Cowboys all time.
Oh, I'm all for that.
And we could do the Packers with Chris.
There's
could,
a top 10 list for everything. You went 15
I went
today.
15.
Above and beyond.
Above and beyond. Look,
working overtime.
Well, we're not limiting to 10 each time. It'll normally be 10 for the folks out there, but it can vary. If you want to do top 15 Cowboys, I don't think there have been 15 great Cowboys, but... Oh, we my could, we God. Could scrape and look at the bottom of the barrel. Yeah, sure. Were there ever in any movies?
Two of them are on this table. That's Tony Romo and that's Troy Aikman. Thank you very much.
I didn't see Aikman.
He's Troy is little. He's the starting lineup.
Oh, here. Is that life size? All right, so
he's a big dude. You're out of your mind.
Yeah, I'm just teasing you. You've already ripped the Giants apart. All right, so we'll be back with another edition of Chart Choppers next week. Dave, thank you so much. This has been Alan Austin, and that's that.
Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers.